Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Graduation season is well underway. Today, Secretary of State John Kerry delivered the commencement address at Northeastern University. And early on in his speech, he acknowledged two Northeastern students who were supposed to graduate today, but were not at the celebration, Victoria McGrath and Priscilla Perez Torres. They were killed in a car crash in Dubai earlier this year.
You are still mourning the tragic loss of Victoria McGrath and Priscilla Perez Torres. Even before, on Patriots Day 2013, when Victoria was among those hurt by a terrorist bomb, this community felt the weight of a wounded world. So this morning, we grieve and we celebrate all at the same time.
As Kerry said, McGrath was one of those injured in the Boston Marathon bombing in 2013. And with that in mind, Kerry continued.
There are no walls big enough to stop people from anywhere, tens of thousands of miles away, who are determined to take their own lives while they target others. Not in a clash of civilizations, but in an assault, a raw assault on civilization itself. So I think that everything that we've lived and learned tells us that we will never come out on top if we accept advice from soundbite salesmen and carnival barkers who pretend the most powerful country on earth can remain great by looking inward and hiding behind walls at a time that technology has made that impossible to do and unwise to even attempt. The future demands from us something more than a nostalgia for some rose-tinted version of a past that did not really exist in any case. And I think that everyone here, especially the class of 2016, understands that viscerally, internally, intellectually. You're about to graduate into a complex and borderless world.
The Secretary of State encouraged students to action, saying American exceptionalism requires more than talk of greatness. It requires doing exceptional things. And with that, he left the Northeastern graduates with this thought from one of the world's truly exceptional leaders.
And I encourage you to search for the greatness within while you push for the outermost horizons. And remember always as you do this what Nelson Mandela said, all the hardest jobs seem impossible until they are done. Congratulations again to all of you, and thank you for letting me share this day with you.
Secretary of State John Kerry delivering the commencement address today at Northeastern University. Well, over the river in Cambridge, MIT holds its commencement on June 3rd. But this weekend, the university celebrates the 100th anniversary of Moving Day, a commemoration of MIT's move across the river from Boston to Cambridge. Back in 1916, the Bocentaur barge transported the Institute charter across the Charles River. Today, of course, you can simply walk across the river over to MIT. And as you cross the river on the Harvard, MIT, or Mass Ave Bridge, whatever you want to call it, just look down as you cross the span, and every 50-ish feet or so, you'll see a painted mark. 10 smoots, 20 smoots, 30 smoots, all the way to 364.4 smoots. What's a smoot? Well, maybe the right question to ask is, who is Smoot? He is Oliver Smoot, to be exact, MIT class of 1962, and 'tis the measure of this man that marks the bridge. We met Mr. Smoot a little earlier today, about 14 smoots shy of the Cambridge side. Mr. Smoot, thank you so much for meeting us here on the bridge at exactly 350 smoots.
Well, it's very nice to be here. It's been a long time since I've been back in Boston or Cambridge. Well, 5 years.
I wonder if every time you come back, if you do come back here and you walk across the bridge, if you prefer walking across rather than sort of measuring yourself across.
I like doing much better to walk, okay. Yes.
So tell us the story. How did it happen?
Well, in those days you had pledges at fraternities and you had to do things. You know, probably today we'd call most of it hazing. But some of it was useful, like learning the T-stops so that you didn't get lost.
Yeah.
Anyway, in October, our pledge master said, I've been late to class at least twice in the last week because when we walk across the bridge, we don't know how far we are.
That was why he was late to class?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he said, we're going to measure the bridge. And there were 14 of us, and I had the distinction of being the shortest by about a half inch. So he said, measure it in smoots by next week.
And you said, sure.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay.
A couple of nights later, we went down to the paint closet and got some paint. And seven of us came out here and started lying down and chalking and painting. And then they picked me up. And then it becomes a blur. People have asked, I have absolutely no idea after about 100 smoots how we did the rest of it.
Wow. So because, I mean, first of all, as you said, you had to do it under the cover of darkness.
Yes.
And I presume it was like after 10 o'clock when traffic
died
down. And I've read that at first, even before they started picking you up and moving you from smoot to smoot, that you actually were doing like push-ups from place to place.
Yeah, well, not marine-type push-ups, okay. Probably more raising myself.
Yeah. and it was from head to toe?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All
and right. There was no head over heels like some people. I mean, that would be impossible.
Yeah. And how long did it take?
I believe altogether an hour and a half.
Wow.
It was a little longer because somewhere around 300, a police car coming from Cambridge slowed down and looked at this group of seven guys out on the bridge and made a U-turn. And about the time he started the U-turn, we took off. And we went into the great court and hid behind the bushes.
Yeah.
So then eventually we came back out and finished it.
So 364.4 smoots plus or minus an ear.
Yes.
And the plus or minus an ear, is that sort of your the tolerance factor?
That was our big engineering idea. That was right, a tolerance factor. But I have seen a picture from the first painting, and it actually originally was only plus an ear.
Oh, okay. Did you ever think that are we 58 years later now?
Yes.
That the unit of measurement named after you and your stature would be as much a part of the lore of this bridge as it is?
Absolutely not. We made the pledges after us do it, but we thought as soon as we graduated, it would be gone, right? Because nobody liked coming out here and painting these things. And MIT for a long time tried to shut it down. When the bridge got rebuilt in the 80s, it seemed to turn everything around. MIT got positive about it. The engineer who was in charge of the bridge, he told me that these expansion marks are one smoot long, not the standard, whatever the standard
they
is.
They are?
Well, I've never measured them, so I don't
You're
know.
Tempting me. You're tempting me right now. Would you be willing to measure it now?
Sure, why not?
Okay. I'll hold your bag for you.
So let's see. Toes.
Oh my gosh, they are! They are exactly one smoot! Measured in 2016!
So now, all of those people who say, since you're 75, you must have shrunk, we can prove them wrong,
the
right?
The smoot is still a smoot.
Right.
Just to reiterate what just happened, so when the bridge was rebuilt and redesigned in the 80s, the expansion marks, as you were saying, the little gaps between the actual blocks of concrete that you walk over, are one smoot.
Right.
The distance between them is one smoot. They designed the smoot into the bridge.
Right.
Which I've heard since then is it's a legitimate, actual unit of measurement.
Well, it's an American national standard.
Was that done when you were ANSI or ANSI?
That was done when I was chairman at, you know, my last meeting. They presented me with a plaque saying that ANSI had agreed and that I could be a national standard.
So you were the chairman of the American National Standards Institute?
Yes. Yes.
Did that have anything to do? I know you've been asked this before, but did it have anything to do with the fact that college student?
No, it had to do with the fact that where I was working, called at that time the Computer and Business Equipment Manufacturers Institute, we had a board member, and he was retiring. We needed a replacement, And so I was the goat that got to go on the board kicking and screaming. And then I got involved and so ended up as chairman.
I love that you ended up being the chairman of America's board standard for measurement and weights and measures and
units. Well, it was
units.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, in standard feet and inches, how much is a smoot?
5'7".
5'7". Okay. Oh, I am one smoot then.
You are.
Yes.
Yeah.
My shoes have a bit of a heel on them, but I am a smoot. that's great to know. So how do you feel about the MIT celebrating its 100th anniversary of moving across the river, and you're going to be Grand Marshal, is that right?
Do well, have that right? Yes, but along with one of the click and clack that's still alive.
Yeah, along with Ray.
Ray,
Malyazzi, yeah.
And Pete Miller, who was the team leader for our doing it, he's going to be there, so it'll be three of us.
You know, I read that you told another journalist that it's kind of a strange feeling to have the public imagination be captured with one event in your life, whereas you've actually done quite a few number of other things. But nevertheless, it's kind of cool, don't you think?
Well, there are not any deep moral insights from this, but it does show that things that you pay no attention to at the time can have big consequences, either for you personally or for other people. And so I guess I sort of take out of it that we should seize the day, right?
Absolutely.
Take on things, try to find some joy in them, and enjoy whatever happens from them.
Well, Mr. Smoot, it's been such a pleasure to talk with you.
It's
thank
great
you
to meet
so
you.
Much. And thank you for allowing us to basically recalibrate here what a smoot is. A smoot is still a smoot, and we have tested it in the field and proven it to be true.
And now we have a reference copy. See?
Exactly.
You can be the reference copy.
That's right. That's
so, so we're safe.
Oh, yeah. Although MIT fraternity members out there, take note. I'm not sure that I'd be willing to come in under the cover of darkness and re-measure the smoots across the bridge. But anyway, thank you again. It was
You're
a pleasure
welcome.
To talk with you.
It was great to talk to you.
Oliver Smoot served as chairman of the American National Standards Institute as well as president of the International Organization for Standardization. By the way, he majored in poli-sci when he went to MIT. He'll be Grand Marshal this week at MIT's Moving Day celebration and parade this weekend. And even though a chakrabarty doesn't really, to me, sound as cool for a unit of measure as a smoot, we've got some great pictures of us confirming that a smoot is still a smoot on the bridge today. Check them out at radioboston.org. Radio Boston is a production of Imogene Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, and Jamie Bologna. We had help today from Allison Bruzek. Tim Skog is our technical director. He was assisted today at the board by Renee Marchando. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you on Monday for more Radio Boston.